Hi, my sweets. Welcome back. Today I'm doing a little confessions episode. I just got back from Burning Man yesterday. I am feeling very exhausted, but I have been getting a lot of confessions and questions about men wanting to explore their bi-curious thoughts, having queer thoughts, hooking up with a guy for the first time and it changing their life. And so I have three specific confessions that I'm going to read word for word today to y'all and just kind of give you some advice and some of my own thoughts and some of my own favorite bi experiences with men and just help demystify these stigmas that are still out there and empower you to explore and connect with these fantasies that you have been so vulnerable sharing with me and us. And so let's get into it. Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. Okay, so to you men having these queer thoughts, these fantasies, and feeling insecure about it, this episode's for you. I want you to really take a moment and think about what it is that you desire, what it is that you really are interested in exploring. And yeah, maybe you're not one of these guys or you're not part of this group of men that doesn't understand their sexuality yet, but maybe there's a kink or another part of your sexuality that you are struggling to accept as well. This is all about just empowering you and allowing you to feel confident and comfortable and the best version of yourself and to just be authentically yourself. So the first confession I want to share is, I am a 31-year-old guy just finally starting to understand myself. Yes, go you. I have experienced enough to realize that I really enjoy the physical aspect with men, but can't see myself dating them. The problem I am facing is that there is a double standard with bisexuality in men. How do I navigate this? Yes, there is this double standard, and unfortunately, it sucks, but it's also shifting. It's fading. Yes, women get this desire, this turn on, this kind of energy from the male gaze. And that has been perpetuated in society for decades and probably centuries. but it's shifting. And even though there still is this stigma, even though male curiosity and male sexuality still parts of it has this stigma, it is really shifting. And although society has their own thoughts, I think the most important thing for you to realize is that your heart and your, you know, spirit writes its own story. And so to really try to disconnect yourself from what other people might think and really hone in on what you think and what you want. And this specific person, you know, you've experienced enough to realize that, yeah, it's more of a physical thing for you. That's amazing. I think sexuality too is very, one, it's not binary. It's fluid, it's vast, it's expansive, and it's something that we can all be on this different spectrum. It's also not like 50-50. And so for you feeling like, oh, this is like a physical thing for me, but it's not something that I could imagine myself dating them. Amazing. Like you're figuring it out at 31. You're figuring out some of your boundaries and you're figuring out some of your desires and what you enjoy. But I think it's also just amazing to know, like, okay, yeah, you are on the spectrum here where, you know what? I could definitely fuck a guy. I could definitely suck his dick or whatever it is for you that you enjoy about the physical aspect of it. But you can't imagine maybe falling asleep with a man and waking up with a man and having a life with a man. And I think that's completely normal and valid. We are all so unique in our sexual expressions. And it was so beautiful too, coming back from Burning Man, because I met so many people that were so open with their expression. Like this one guy was sitting up at this country bar and he was wearing this long dress and it was so nice. And he had these flowers clipped in his beard. And I was like, you look amazing. And we were talking for a little while and he started sharing with me that, yeah, he wears dresses every day when he comes to Burning Man. And he feels, you know, very metro and with his style, he's very fluid at Burning Man. But when he's back in his hometown, where he lives, he never expresses himself in this way. And I was just like, you know, that's what makes Burning Man so amazing, is because people feel confident and comfortable in expressing themselves in whatever way they feel. And that's a great stepping stone, you know, maybe going to a festival, maybe going to some of these queer events, maybe going to the play, some of these play parties in certain cities across the globe that make you feel like, oh, I can express myself this way, or, you know what, I can flirt with this guy and not feel judgment or shame. But these are great first steps for you to also explore yourself in this way. So I'm really proud of you. I'm so happy for you. I'm glad that you are navigating this and realizing, like, okay, I can definitely play around, but it's not something that I see as a relationship. And I think that's very common for a lot of guys. And I also think that the more confident you get in your kind of sexual power, the more you're able to, like, decipher where your boundaries lie. And the more you explore, you'll be realizing what it is that you want to experience in life and what kind of sexual experiences you love the most. But again, your sexuality too isn't a defining, it's not like a definitive, oh, this is the way that I am. It can shift. It can expand you. Like, it's not something that you should see it as, like, these fine lines and, like, this box. It should be something that, like, awakens parts of your spirit and your body. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. Like, that's something that I've never experienced before. Maybe I can lean into that a little bit more. Or, oh, you know what? That's not something that resonated or felt good in my body. So why don't I lean this way? And so just know that it's not a box, and it's this beautiful space that continues to evolve and grow. And so that too, like, your experiences and your desires may also shift, and that's totally fine. And also, some experiences can totally rewrite your script, right? Like, if you have this experience, you can be like, oh my God, like, what an eye-opening experience. Now my whole story is going to shift and be completely different. And those are the really fun ones where it's like, oh my God, my life was going in this direction, and now I feel like it's going this way. And this way feels so much more authentic for me. So keep exploring. My next confession I want to get into is, I am a straight guy, but I like watching bisexual porn. I like watching MMF threesome videos, but in general, I am not attracted to men. So again, this is kind of like saying, like, okay, I have these desires, I have this attraction, but I'm not into men. I will say that, yes, sometimes porn can be a mirror, but in other ways, it's just the energy behind the scenes. Maybe you like MMF porn because maybe it's more fluid and sensual, or maybe it's more rough and you like this power dynamic. I'm not sure which ones you're choosing, but there's energy associated with these scenes. And maybe these scenes that you're choosing, there's something on the back end that makes you feel really turned on as well. Or maybe it's group play. Maybe you have a group play kink and you're really into exploring with multiple bodies at one time. I don't think that your desires and your fantasy of watching a specific porn makes you bi or queer. Like, again, these desires and fantasies that we have don't define us, but I will say to maybe think about, like, what it is about these scenes that you really love. And again, your sexual preferences also don't define your exploration journey. And so if you want to explore with a guy and a girl, or with two guys, and you, like, do it, you know, there's levels of exploration that you can experience. Like, maybe you wouldn't be comfortable kissing a guy, but maybe you'd be comfortable going down on one, or maybe you'd be comfortable with a guy going down on you, but you're not comfortable doing it the other way. Like, there's so many things that you can fantasize and think about and understand, like, what it is that you like about this role play or this scene. But I will say that the majority of people, even in my high school time, like, I was watching bi porn. I was watching girl on girl porn. I was watching guy on guy porn. And so I think that was eye opening for me, because I was like, oh, like, you know what? I definitely feel like I'm really into this. Okay. Is there a part of me that could lean into this a little bit more than I have? It does sound like you might be resisting a little bit. And I'm not saying that this is exactly you, but I know that a lot of men do typically resist the urge to explore with other men. Is this just shame? Is this just judgment of what other people might think? Or am I really like feeling like this could be something that I might really, really enjoy and lean into that? I challenge you to check out Field. Field is a great dating app where you can cater your search preferences to gender. I also would encourage you to check out events, and even Reddit has like hundreds and thousands of people that are having these same thoughts and conversations. So you can join some of these online forums and communicate with other people and be like, yo, like, have you guys been, you know, having these thoughts too? And it just makes you feel like you're not alone. And also, trying something new too doesn't define you either. If you try something and you hate it, okay, then you can be like, all right, you know what? It is just a fantasy thing for me and the style of porn that I enjoy. But exploring something doesn't define your sexuality too, and it doesn't define you. Trying things out, that's what I've done my entire life, is sometimes I try a certain kink and I'm like, I'm going to pass on that for next time. But I tried it and I feel good about exploring and trying new things and figuring out where my edges are. So remember that too, that trying something new doesn't define you. It expands you and it makes you feel more mindful and conscious of your feelings and your desires. And that's only going to make you feel more confident in yourself. Okay, my last confession is, well, Barbie, I thought I was a heteroflexible man until I tried dick for the first time. I'm full blown bi now. The experience of having a cock shoved down my mouth before bending over and getting drilled has woken me up. I've never come so hard and can't stop fantasizing about the next time. Yay! So this one is amazing. I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. I know you are kind of different than these last two confessions where you do feel like you're heteroflexible. You're already putting yourself on this spectrum where you're like, okay, I feel as though I'm a little flexible and I've definitely experienced some intricacies with guys. But now you've had this full-blown experience where you have been penetrated and from multiple holes, which I love. And you're fantasizing about the next time, and this has just opened something up for you. And it's amazing. I'm so happy for you. I think this is kind of the exploration journey that I wish for guys, is like, okay, you're fantasizing, you're watching scenes, you're interested in it. Then you start maybe exploring on these dating apps, going to these queer events, being like, okay, is this something I can do? You start figuring out where your boundaries are, what it is that you like. Take your time. Taking these first like steps, finding like-minded individuals, finding a space where you feel confident and comfortable in exploring your desires and your fantasies, and then leaning into the fact that, okay, now you feel heteroflexible. Like you're like, okay, this isn't just in my head. This is something that feels good. Their body feels nice on top of mine. My mouth feels good on theirs. Like you're like, you're figuring it out. You're like, yes, this makes sense. Then you can move into the fact that like, okay, why don't I go on a date with the guy? Let's like move into this specific fantasy where you're like really exploring this penetration aspect and you fucking love it. And I'm so happy for you. Like I remember my first bi male experiences so vividly because it's something that, you know, women are turned on by that. A lot of us are. I know a lot of my guests, we've talked about how much we love when men can be confident in their sexuality, whatever it is, or when men are even confident enough to experience pleasure in the wide range that it's offered to us. And for me, I was at this party and I was going down on this guy. And then I look over to this other guy and he's like eyeing the cock in me, but he was like checking us out. And it just, the look on his face made it seem to me that he like wanted a taste. And so I kind of like was like, come on over, you know, and like lured him in. And I think I just made him feel comfortable in that moment. Or maybe he was just like, I need to try this out. Maybe it had been on his mind for a while. But he came down there with me and he shared it with me. And my eyes were just grinning. My cheeks were sore from the big smile on my face. I remember one of my friends was sitting on the like futon in the corner of the room watching it all unfold. And she's just like, Barbie, your smile was so big. Like you were so happy. And the truth is, I do get so giddy and so happy when I know that I'm experiencing some firsts. And I also get so giddy and happy when I know that people are being really vulnerable and exploring. And that just made me feel so good. And it was a first for me too. Like I was like sharing this with him. I was like, oh my God, yum. It just felt so good. And so I think like, I know I've had that on my FetLife profile for a while, for probably over a decade since I started my page, is like how much I love sharing with men. And I just have always loved the beauty of fluidity and bodies and bisexual experiences. And I haven't had a full bisexual threesome, but maybe my partner will gift me that one day. Who knows? But I think the beauty is in the vulnerability, in the exploration, in the just the fact that you are opening up and allowing your authentic expression to shine and trying something new. And I think that's really sexy. And I think there is a taboo element to it too, where it's not like something that you experience all the time. But I will say the more parties I've been going to in the last few years, like there's so many more queer men out there. And there's so many more people being confident in exploring even butt stuff and at parties. And so I think it really has been shifting so drastically in the last decade. But I think it's just such a beautiful experience that you guys are starting to explore this and that you are like, oh, okay, I'm full on bi. I'm full on bi now. And that's just amazing. And I do want to circle back to, you know, the stigma that this guy was fearful of in this first confession, because I think there's a bisexual stigma too that I didn't really touch on. The fact that people have this like biphobia or this feeling that like, oh, you are just going through a phase, or oh, you don't actually know what you want. You're just gay, but you don't know it yet. Like this idea that bi people just haven't decided yet, or they don't really know themselves yet. And it's just kind of, it's a huge stigma. And I know I've experienced that. I remember one of the first times when I was in London, I went to this gay bar and someone came up to me and was like, who would you prefer to kiss, him or her? And I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Like they're both so sexy. And the way that they responded to me was like, oh my God, you have to make a decision. And it just like made me feel so judged too in my sexuality as well. I was like, well, gosh, like I don't have to choose. I feel that I am attracted to both men and women. I definitely have had sex with men and women now, and I have dated men and women, but that doesn't mean that I haven't made up my mind. And I think too, if you claim yourself as bisexual, or if you feel like you're in the queer umbrella, it's not always 50-50. Like I feel like my majority of long-term relationships have been with men, but that doesn't mean I can't picture myself falling in love and dating a woman for you know, a long period of my life as well. So, but I do think that a lot of us kind of lean in one direction or the other. That is totally fine. And you get, again, you don't have to know exactly what it is, or you don't have to use these labels, but sometimes these labels can help you feel a little bit safe and can help you kind of figure it out too. So just do what feels good always. And we all have different beautiful, authentic spirits and bodies and minds and souls. And so when you can explore and start weaving these other beautiful parts of yourself together and really start finding yourself at 31 or at 42 or at 50, like, it doesn't matter how old you are, but when you can start figuring out these beautiful parts of yourself, you're only going to feel more empowered and you're only going to feel more confident. And that's just going to exude. And the more you explore and the relationships you have and in your conversations when you start dating new people. And so it really is such an important part of us as we evolve and grow and date to try new things, to explore, to lean in to these desires and fantasies that really turn you on. Lean into it. You don't have to lean all the way onto it, but you can just lean a little and figure out what it is that you really like about it. And I really encourage you to journal. Sometimes it can be scary talking to people about it, talking to loved ones, talking to like-minded individuals, even going online and typing it in a forum or a meetup or something like that can sometimes be really scary. So writing it down is something that I think can really help you just get your mind on paper and then really see where your creative juices flow. And then reading it over and being like, oh, okay, wow, I wasn't expecting all of that. But now I can kind of sit with that and really think about what it is I want to do next. I think therapy is also a really great place to share. You can always come to me. I'm always a great person to lean on and talk to about these things as well. Just hit me up on Instagram, because that step is also going to help you to feel more empowered and open and vulnerable. And it's only going to help you on your journey of opening up and being more vulnerable to your partners and lovers in the future and to yourself. Like, it's going to teach yourself like, okay, I can do this. I can say this out loud. Even if you're feeling a little cautious saying that, I'm feeling cautious, I'm feeling scared, this is really vulnerable for me to get out, but it feels good to open up about it. I think that's really important, whether it's therapy, a loved one, me, someone that you know is in the queer space too, like that can really help you. Okay, so now before I let you go, I'm going to share my last sweet release moment. As you know, I just got back from Burning Man. So yesterday was my last sweet release. I got home yesterday and my man's was giving me a nice little massage. He still owes me a full body massage, but he was giving me a nice massage, which was nice. My body aches. Oh my God, it hurts so bad everywhere. But he was massaging out my back because my lower back hurts the most and giving me a nice little rub down on my booty. The terrain sucked at Burning Man this year. It was so bumpy from all the rain and the mud just dried and it was all bumpy. So my butt is all bruised. So he was massaging my butt and my back. And I'm sure that turned him on because then he started slowly thrusting into me, which was lovely. It ended up being this very slow therapeutic experience where he's massaging out my back and my butt while he's like slowly thrusting into me. And it just made me like, oh, he was going in so deep and slow that my whole body is like vibrating. And then he starts massaging me and then pausing and like thrusting a little bit more. And there's just like, oh, it was such a magical flow of energy from his hands to his cock. And it was so beautiful. So that was my most recent sweet release. And yeah, thanks for letting me share. And thanks to all of you who are consistently being vulnerable with me. Don't forget, I'm here for you if you ever need me. But in the meantime, stay sweet, be here, be you, and welcome the sweet releases. And whatever it is that you're desiring most about in life, like lean into that, okay? It's okay to explore. It's okay to expand. It's so good for you. So I'll see you next week with a guest. Okay, my sweets, talk to you soon. Much love. Bye. Mwah.